This is Marketplace. I'm Lizzie O'Leary, in for Kai Rizdahl. And while the president and Congress may have gotten out of town, we are still here to start the show with a conversation about the economic week that was and what lies ahead. Joining me live are Lee Gallagher of Fortune Magazine and Anna Swanson of The New York Times. Welcome to both of you.
Hi, Lizzie.
Hi, Lizzie.
All right, so let's start with the president's quote there that we played in the open. Lee, are companies going wild over this? You know, the big knock of this tax bill was that they would just fatten dividends. Is there evidence that they are given back here?
Well, sure. In the first 24 hours, we've seen it rain money on American workers. I mean, we saw a number of companies come right out and say that they were giving bonuses, and AT&T said it's investing $1 billion in the U.S. next year. That's significant money, and some other companies are actually not just doing the bonus thing, they're actually raising wages. So you can't, you know, knock that one bit. But on the other hand, it's hard not to look at its PR. This is also a pipeline kind of straight to the president's heart and his ego and proving that he's right. So it just remains to be seen.
You know, Anna, you had this lovely piece today about steelworkers who felt that they got a promise from President Trump during the campaign and now feel betrayed because the steel industry is not doing that well. Does this tax cut restore any faith for them, do you think?
I think it does restore a little bit, but for them, you know, trade was the president's signature campaign promise that they were looking to. And the president did actually win a lot of votes who formerly would have gone to the left because of the promises he made on trade with workers who liked his populism. And I think it points out that, you know, with taxes, some of his major legislative accomplishments have now come through, but there are a lot of things that we're still waiting to see. And a lot of the trade orders that he, executive orders that he had on trade, just sort of ordered investigations rather than leading to actual outcomes. So it's creating a lot of uncertainty for companies and these workers.
You know, speaking of uncertainty, it will be a year plus until actual real life people feel this thing, maybe not in their paychecks if they are getting these bonuses, but in terms of tax policy. I'd like both of you to weigh in. Lee, you can go first. Does a year and a half matter in political time? That's an awfully long gap.
It's a really long time. But, you know, I think we will see an immediate impact. We already have in the stock market, and people, that is puts a real fixed imprint in people's minds, and it lasts. And so depending on what the market does next year, I think that could impact things. But everything else, you're right. It's going to take a long time for these things to work their way through the system.
Anna, what do you think in terms of, you know, the people you were out talking to, how much do their 2018 taxes that they will file in 2019, you know, is there a connection with that yet, or is that so far away that it's almost irrelevant?
I think you're right. I mean, taxpayers won't really see the effects of this until they file their taxes in 2019. But it does give the president and Republicans a major legislative accomplishment heading into midterms. And whatever you think of the bill, obviously that's a positive for them. Unfortunately, polling shows that this tax bill is strikingly unpopular for a major tax bill, and even some tax hikes in history have pulled better than this tax cut, which shows just how polarized and suspicious voters are. So we'll have to see if Republicans can change that message in the months to come.
And we're all also spending time digesting it. After all, a giant piece of legislation, you know, as many members said who voted on this thing, that they didn't know what was in it.
They didn't know what was in it. I mean, we all have whiplash just from the news. This was pushed through incredibly fast. And you can only imagine if we are having trouble digesting it. Imagine the position the IRS is in. I mean, the IRS, whose budget has been cut since 2010. Last time we passed major tax overhaul, the IRS was, Congress gave the IRS a lot more money. So it's not just us who are going to be, you know, digesting, as you say.
Sticking with this sort of Washington theme for a little bit, you know, there was a continuing resolution passed to keep funding the government, but there's a lot still kind of on the plate in terms of major policy fights, not politics as much, when Congress comes back and when everybody returns from their holidays. Is there an area where either of you think we're going to see real movement? After all, there have been sort of some punts on things like funding for CHIP. The immigration battle has sort of gone away for the moment in terms of money. So what's left to talk about in January?
Well, there are a couple of things on the table. Oh, go ahead, Anna. Sorry.
Okay. That's okay. They're going to be talking about military funding and disaster relief. And, with the continuing resolution they passed, they have delayed by a few weeks a major fight that seems to be brewing over DACA, the program for immigrants brought to the United States as children. But I think the big looming showdown is over entitlements. So the tax bill is adding a lot to the deficit. And the fact is that many Republicans who advocated the tax cuts also think the government spends far too much money. So it remains to be seen while they'll meet opposition on that from the president, who's called for preserving things like Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid.
And I think that one thing we've seen is that now that the tax bill has passed, the divisiveness is just going to be all the more concentrated on both sides.
Lee Gallagher, Fortune Magazine, Anna Swanson, the New York Times. Thank you both very much.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Happy holidays.